Spoiled Youth and Lose Control on Today FM. It is Al here. 0874100102 for your text. Lots of people have been texting in to play Celeb versus Pleb. Before we go in into that and I get them on the phone, just to let you know, the TUI giveaway is going to happen as well. €1,000 holiday voucher. However, as I said, fingers at the ready, it's time for this. It is time now for Celeb versus Pleb, where we pit one of our fabulous listeners up against a celebrity in our phone book. We've had Dunica O'Callaghan, Foy Lambson-Hogg, Jack Whitehall, who actually took on his dad, and he was great fun. And then last week we had Paloma Faith. So who have we got in studio today? Well, she is certainly a force to be reckoned with, a radio and TV star, entrepreneur, and, in my opinion, sporting it today, has Ireland's most fabulous hair. It's Mairead Ronan!
Hey, thanks for having me. I'm not the pleb now, am I? I'm definitely the celeb.
No. I'm making you the celeb. Okay. Don't be worrying.
Phew.
Ronan, everybody's going to go, Mairead Farrell, don't stop saying Ronan.
I'm Mairead Ronan over 2.5 years now. Deal with it.
I know. Did people find it hard to get used to?
Some people did. Some people still call me Mairead Farrell, and that's grand as well. Yeah. I've just changed my name personally. You're right.
But the brand is called Farrow.
Yes, because when I came up with that, I was 6 months Mairead Farrell. Obviously a lot longer, but you know, it was that year, year I got married. And then the other 6 months, Ronan. So we went with Farrow.
I see. Sorry, I didn't realise that
at all. That's what it was, yeah. It was Farrell Ronan. It was 2015 when, you know, we started it. And my business partner, who's not a Farrell or a Ronan, Debbie Lawless, she just loved the name. She wanted it. And we played around with loads of different names, but she loved that one the most.
I didn't realise. I thought it was more like a, you know the way I'm from Tala, like more like a slang name.
Oh, yeah, like Farrow.
Farrow, what's the story, Farrow?
Yeah, and lots of people have said that to me, like my old Finglas friend have said, so I thought it was like Farrow, like we used to call you Farrow.
Yeah, yeah.
I said, no.
Farrellar.
Yeah, it's just too long. Farrellar is just too long.
Ireland's Fittest Families is supremely popular.
Yeah.
Are you enjoying it?
Well, you know, we've completely finished it, but I'm watching the shows every Sunday night with the family, myself at home, and I love it. So it's nice to watch it all together, fully formed programme.
My family and I, we just love it. Because it is really nice Sunday viewing. It's like 6:30 or something, isn't it?
It is, and I think there's more of a return to that. I always say, Fittest Family, there's nothing mean in it. Okay, there's winners and losers, but there's nobody being mean to anybody. It's the Fittest Family actually win it. Kind of like Blind Date. Nobody's being mean to anybody. Yeah. And there seems to be a bit of a return to that type of television.
I think everybody has too much crap going on in their real life to watch more crap on TV. You know? I mean, we'll watch crap, but only feel-good crap.
Feel-good crap. That's it. Exactly.
Speaking of feel-good crap, BBC's Getaways. At least you can do it without a big bump now.
I know. And this year it was so much fun to do because after a long day, I could have a glass of wine with the crew.
On the most recent ones, was there anywhere that particularly took your fancy?
I loved Rhodes.
I did.
I loved it. It was so beautiful and I just loved everything about it. Yeah, I really loved it. And I loved Transylvania. That's I think that might be the first show.
And was it kind of, I mean, does the vampire stuff take a back seat or?
No, in certain areas it's very much pushed out. Like it's like our Blarney Stone.
It's our Leprechaun.
Guinness, but it's all fun and the castles are amazing. But I really, really loved there. I think it's going to be very popular in the next few years.
I never understood the Blarney Stone. I used to do a piece of stand-up on
you
it.
You never needed to kiss it, that's why.
Well, that's true. But I used to always say, only in Ireland would we go, lie on your back there, I'll hold your legs and you kiss that dirty rock.
Down that hole.
And I'll charge you a tenner for the experience. Like, how we ever came up with it is
getting
bizarre.
Away with it. Still getting away with it.
I'm going to make your specialist topic, according to Lenny, the Dublin football team of 1995.
Yes.
Why?
Because I'm a big fan of the Dublin football team, but that obviously was a standout year because we won after years of my pre-teens and my teenage years of us being beaten the whole time and crying with my dad walking home.
Is this the Charlie Redmond era?
Yes, it was around that time. Yeah, good, yeah.
You know, because Charlie Redmond saved my nana one time.
Oh.
Do you remember? Because he was in the
Fire Brigade,
yes. Yeah, and they arrived to the house. There's a story about it. It's from years ago. It was the first story I ever told on TV.
Wow.
Yeah, because instead of ringing for like an ambulance, my dad ended up ringing his brother and being like, come round to the house, Charlie Redmond is here. Anyway, Mairead, you are going to play against a man called Killian. You're our pleb. How are you, Killian?
I'm good, having yourself?
I'm very good. You're talking to Mairead Ronan.
How are you doing, Killian?
I'm great, thanks.
Good.
Killian, what do you do for yourself?
I'm a graphic designer.
And you're working on your own business or for another person?
No, I work for a company called FCR Media, the publishers of Golden Pages.
Happy days. But you're leaving this week, some birdie told me.
I am. I'm leaving after 19 years.
Wow.
Time to move on.
And are we moving on to working freelance, or are we taking a break?
I'm taking a break for a while doing a bit of freelance, and then I'm going to go back into the industry again.
Okay. Oh, I'm going to keep your number, Killian, because I have a few jobs coming up that I might need a graphic designer for.
No problem. I'll pass them on at the end of the show.
Great. Reid, you were here for years, and then you finally took the leap and left. Any advice to him? Just take the leap?
No, you're right. You've made the decision. That's the hardest part, making the decision. And then once you go for it, you're free from that decision-making process, and it's all good.
Excellent. Great advice. Thank you.
Killian, if you do well here, you'll win a pair of tickets to see Michael Bublé live, which I think is a really rather wonderful prize.
Ooh.
Very nice.
And I win them if I win.
You do, Mairead, but it's pretty bad form. But,
okay. I'm very competitive.
But we'll see. Your specialist topic is the artist formerly known as Prince.
Correct. Yeah, big fan.
Okay.
All
right, Killian, I'm going to give you a head start because I'm going to make Mairead Ronan answer her questions first. Is that all right?
Excellent. Yeah.
Okay, hang tight. Mairead, are you ready?
Yes.
All right, here we go. According to the song, what did Molly Malone sell on the streets of Dublin?
Cockles and mussels.
Complete this line from The Shawshank Redemption. Get busy living or...
Get busy dying.
Name the Olympian who kind of raced a shark earlier this year.
Oh, God, I don't know.
Who won Man of the Match in the 1995 All-Ireland football match?
Paul Curran.
Okay, how many hearts does an octopus have?
Oh, I've no idea. Three.
Get out of my pub was a catchphrase by what EastEnders character?
Peggy.
Name the new manager of West Ham.
You work so much. It's you, Al Porter.
Well, that means that you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 correct. Michael Phelps raced a shark. It was a digital one. Bit of a furore over that. And David Moyes is the new manager of West Ham. Killian, can you do better than that?
Of course he can.
We'll give it a best go.
All right, Killian, I won't start the clock until you tell me.
Okay, go ahead.
What food gave Popeye his superpower?
Spinach.
Complete this line from The Godfather. I'm going to make him an offer he can't...
refuse.
Which music superstar has a daughter called Blue Ivy?
Beyonce.
What is the name of the debut solo album from Prince?
For You.
Name the Earth's largest ocean.
The Pacific.
Where is the World Cup being held next summer?
Oh, God. Russia.
Anna and Olaf are characters from what kids' movie?
Oh, Frozen.
Well, let me have a look. You got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7! Killian, you have won yourself a pair of tickets to see the crooner extraordinaire Michael Bublé live at Croke Park. Saturday, 7th of July. They haven't even gone on sale.
Excellent.
Well done.
Well, happy now. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Killian. Okay, thanks. Bye. Mairead Ronan, Ireland's Fittest Family, is going to continue every Sunday.
Yeah, Sunday nights, RT1, 6:30, and this Sunday night's show is fantastic. It's show 4. So we're halfway through this Sunday, yeah.
Oh, brilliant. Mairead, thank you so much for playing Celeb versus Pleb.
Anytime.
Today FM with Al Porter. FM.